The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed.
Hello and good morning. Can I first of all thank Catherine Thomas for minding the fort over the last week? And what about that news from Old Trafford? I suppose not a surprise given all the speculation over the last 24 hours. A tweet said saying that David Moyes has been sacked from his job as manager of Manchester United. How ruthless is that? Paul McGrath, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad, Paul. Are you surprised?
I am a little bit surprised with it being Manchester United. I think you've said yourself it's a bit ruthless, but they haven't done too well this season. You know, his first year in charge, and it's been a terrible year, really, to be honest, to be a Manchester United fan.
But he was handed first day a 6-year contract, so there was, I presume, some assumption at Old Trafford that things mightn't go wonderfully for the first year or two.
Well, I don't think anyone expected him to win the league maybe in his first season, but them having been champions the year before, I think, has added to his woes. To suddenly come out and not be able to perform at Old Trafford in front of the faithful has been too much for a lot of United fans.
Yeah, is it 6-7 home defeats in total?
I think it's about 7, yeah, and quite a few away defeats as well. So.
Yeah, no, not good, because the stark statistic is that they won the Premier League by 11 points last year, and they are currently 23 points behind the current leaders, Liverpool, which doesn't help either, does it?
Not at all. I mean, that's the disruption you're going to get from the supporters. But I think, you know, being on the stock market in itself, are you going to give David Moyes £150 million or £200 million to buy new players? And I mean, the one player he did buy in that I think has been a total. I think he's playing out of position, but who hasn't performed at all is Fellaini.
Yeah,
he was 27 million quid.
The man with the wacky hairstyle. He hasn't. it hasn't worked.
With a lot of hair.
Yeah, a lot of hair. It hasn't worked out at all. But I'm just wondering. Do you know David Moyes, by the way?
I would have met him once or twice, but I don't know the man too well, no, to be honest.
So what view would you have formed of him in your meetings with him?
I would have thought he was very similar to Alex Ferguson in his ways. You know, he was a very honest man. I don't think I think he's in it for he would have been in the game for the financial gain or stuff like that, because he actually genuinely loves the game. Mm. You know, he would have done his best. Like he was very, very loyal to Everton when he was there over a number of years. And to suddenly get the chance of managing Manchester United was a huge thing for him, I think. And I think he'll be really hurting this morning because of the actual not being up to the job. I mean, I think it was just a step too far for David, to be honest. Mm. It's a massive job, but I would have thought, you know, the Manchester United supporters, and a lot of them did actually want to maybe give him maybe another season to see could he turn things around or just get used to the positions, as Sir Alex did have to himself.
Mm, because the fans have been patient. There's been no real evidence of booing at Old Trafford, despite all the bad results and the bad defeats they've had at home.
No, the odd airplane flying above head and stuff like that. But to be honest, I think he's taken that all in his stride, and he's really tried to get the best out of the players. But I think, you know, once you have those one or two defeats early on, and especially when you've been used to such a long stretch of winning cups, leagues, Champions Leagues even, I just think it was such a hard act to follow, following Sir Alex, that no matter who came in there, it was going to be hard. So for all those people who stayed away from the job, the huge names that stayed away from the job, maybe even they felt, that's one I'm not going to touch until there's been a little bit of a buffer in between it, and now they can all try and come in and get the job, and you know, they can only raise the club from here.
Yeah, there's talk already of Louis van Gaal, and there'll be talk perhaps of Jose Mourinho making the move perhaps from Chelsea to Old Trafford. Is that on the cards, do you think?
I wouldn't have thought so. I wouldn't have thought. You know, I think Jose would have wanted it maybe at the beginning of it, after Sir Alex. He's probably the only one who would have been able to step in there and get the players motivated. But David just seems to not have been able to do that. And sometimes it's so difficult when you move into another job to connect with your players on the level that Sir Alex had connected with them was always going to be a tough ask. And even Jose Mourinho, I think he would have been the only personality that would have been big enough to be able to come in and do that.
And it was sure. And Paul, it was noticeable that Alex Ferguson not only went to the home games, you could see him in the director's box, he went to quite a few away games as well.
Yeah, and that, like, Sir Alex would always be connected with the club on such a level that I'm sure that was a little bit unnerving. I mean, there was a book that came out earlier in the year as well about Sir Alex did another book. And there was a lot of, talk about certain players in the past and stuff like that. I don't think that was... He could have left that a year maybe and maybe brought it out next year. There was a lot of things that went on, I think, over the years. Certain players, one or two things were leaking out of Old Trafford and stuff like that. And that never, ever happened under Sir Alex. And when it did, he kind of brought a stop to it, or a player disappeared out of the club very, very quickly. Mm. You know, and I think David's had a rough year, not only on the pitch, but I think even off the pitch, I think one or two things have happened. And of course, Van Persie, with the injuries and stuff like that this year, has been a huge loss for him as well.
Yeah, and there's also some suggestion that Van Persie was given a guarantee that Ferguson would remain at the helm, and that's one of the reasons he joined. But plenty of text in, Paul. As you'd imagine, here, Bob has won. The sacking of David Moyes is akin to changing captains on the Titanic after being hit by the iceberg. It might be good for optics, but the ship will sink nonetheless. The biggest problem for David Moyes was the improved performance of Everton. That's John Moore. And says that incompetent, completely out of depth, overpaid, and lost confidence of all. Are we discussing the cabinet, or are we discussing Old Trafford? It's going to be a big talking point, and that's the way, though, of modern football. Is there's no room for sentiment, really, Paul? Is there?
No, this is it. David Moyes, like I said, with Everton, he could have taken a bigger job with somewhere else and been offered lots of money and stuff like that. He stuck with a team that didn't give him much money to spend. He showed a lot of integrity, and I think even at Manchester United, he's shown a lot of guts the way he's faced the camera and stuff. He looked like a man that was under strain, though, all season. You know, as soon as he got the first couple of losses and stuff like that, he looked like he was out of his depth. And in the as I said, in the buy-in, in the spending $27 million on Fellaini, I just thought was even initially when that was done, I just thought that's a gamble, and it's turned out not to be a good gamble. And I think supporters, you know, in their heart and souls, they know football themselves, and they I'm sure thought, no, this isn't a Manchester United player after the first few games. So.
Yeah.
He's had a tough run, and I feel for the man, because it's he looked like a person who was under strain from early on. But I still thought he deserved a couple of years for you know, the years he's put in at a club maybe where he didn't have any money or anything to spend. So
sure. Is there any chance?
It's a tough morning for him.
It is, and his family, because he would have gone to Old Trafford with good intentions, and it is a very rough world. Is there any possibility that Alex Ferguson will come out of retirement and take over at the end of the season?
And who'd want to take the job then after him again?
Yes, that's true indeed. And it's an interesting one. And I'm just thinking, Alex Ferguson back in the late 80s, he was given a bit of time and things weren't going well for him early. And you were part of the clear out, you don't mind me saying that. But he certainly got to grips with it pretty quickly, though, didn't he?
But that's exactly what I'm saying. Alex Ferguson, I think, had a great, Sir Alex, I should say, had a great personality for not taking any. The players nowadays are getting so much money. I think some of them might want to play up to move on, but in those days, if you messed around with Alex Ferguson, he messed around with you, and that's the way it was done, and rightly so. And I think Manchester United has become a world renowned club, and still are, because of the way he managed them. I don't think David, to be fair, is like I say, I think they're the same sort of ilk of person, but I don't think that David has that strong a personality as Sir Alex did, and it's simple as that.
Mm. Ryan Giggs talked that he will take over as an interim manager, perhaps with Nicky Butt alongside. What do you think?
Two kids. Ryan Giggs certainly has a great knowledge of football, and he's so well respected around the world. But obviously till the end of the season now, I think that'd be a great team. You know, just to get the lads, he'd get a lot out of the lads, and they'll probably start fighting a little more for Ryan than they would have for David, because of they'll try and get Ryan. They'll be wanting to try and get Ryan the job or something. But you know, I think the players need to look at themselves as well, because there's one or two that just have not performed, and you know, they can't be blaming Everton on David Moyes. You know, there's 11 players go out on that pitch, and they should be a little bit ashamed of themselves, I think, as well, for the season they put in.
Sure, yeah, and it is turning out to be an atrocious season. And I was just thinking last Sunday watching Everton outplay Manchester United, and a big Irish contingent at Everton as well, the likes of James McCarthy and Seamus Coleman. It must have really, really, you know, to see Martinez and what he has done with Everton, to oversee that and to be looking now and to be comparing and contrasting with what David Moyes hasn't done at Old Trafford, that was presumably the final straw.
Well, obviously he needs a few more Irish players in the team, I think.
That's right. Well, because there was talk he was going to buy Seamus Coleman, but didn't get his hands on him. But sure, we'll wait and see what happens, Paul. And interesting times ahead at Old Trafford, for sure.
Exactly, John, and hopefully better times as well.
Yes, indeed. Although Liverpool fans, and there's one of them here beside me, our next guests are a band called the Riptide Movement, delighted with themselves being top of the league at the moment. Yes,
Paul, and well deserved.
And well deserved too. Paul, thanks a million for joining us. And
take care, John. Mind yourself.
Take care of yourself.